This week's episode of the Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your financial and retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
On today's show, retirement was never easy, but these days it might seem like it's getting harder to plan out. Some stumbling blocks we want to avoid coming up.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
And we've got a great show for you today. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and in studio with me, John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. John, welcome.
Steve, how are you doing?
Never better. You know, you tease this that it's not easy planning for retirement, but it's really even harder now. You must have seen some changes over the years. What's different now?
What happens generations ago, I mean, a lot of people worked for the same company for decades. You know, they had substantial pensions from that company. Their company had basically set aside their money. They didn't even have to contribute to it. So, you know, grandparents out there, my grandparents had pensions. You know, they worked, like I said, 30, 40 years, same company. People didn't change jobs like they do today. You know, then all of a sudden comes along, their companies are getting rid of pensions because they can't afford it. Now the 401k plans are becoming more and more prevalent today in retirement. You know, a lot of people today, we deal a lot with a lot of Chicago workers and county workers, and they have what we call the 457 plans. Yeah, we deal with a lot of teachers here in the office as well. We have a lot of planning we do for LaGrange Park District, stuff like that, or the school districts.
Sure.
And they're in 403Bs. They're a little bit different. So depending on what people are doing, it's totally evolved over the last 25 to 30 years.
So it's not all bad, right?
No, it's not all bad, but people don't like change, you know, and they like to have things set up for them. They like to know what I'm going to get on a monthly basis. Well, they still have that with Social Security. But I'd say 25, 30 years ago, almost 70% of American companies offer traditional pensions. Today, it's less than 30%. 10 years from now, they say it's going to be down under 10%. And it's not even companies that are going broke anymore. I mean, look at the state of Illinois. I mean, I always say we live in Crook County. I mean, all these companies are going broke because they can't afford pensions. The state of Illinois is going broke because they can't afford the pensions. Cook County can't afford pensions. City of Chicago, I have a lot of teachers that are really freaking out. They're wondering if their TRS is going to be around. So it's a little bit different animal today than it was 25, 30 years ago.
Another thing that's different is the life expectancy. I mean, we're living a lot longer.
Absolutely, Steve. I mean, years ago when FDR set up the Social Security program, the average American lived about 10 years in retirement. Today, a lot of Americans are living longer in retirement than they ever did working. When I first got in the business almost 25 years ago, the life expectancy tables had changed one time in the previous 20. They've changed almost three times in the last 25. So, I mean, the advancement of medicine today, people are living longer, quality of care. It's taken a big stress on all these pensions and the Social Security system. So your money has to live longer. And that's why no matter where we do our workshops along the Chicagoland area, the biggest fear our clients are having is outliving their money. And it's a big concern today.
And a legitimate one, too.
Well, the problem with 401ks and these retirement plans, 457 plans, 403Bs, there's no education. Nobody tells you how to turn the actual dollar value. I think most Americans today are more concerned with what's my account up to? Oh, my 401k is up to $400,000. Oh, my 401k is up to $1 million today. But they do not know how to equate that into a monthly paycheck. The problem is when we have another 2001 after 9/11 or 2008 where the market takes significant crashes, and now we're almost ready to retire, we're on the five-yard line, it takes an average of 6 to 7 years to get that money back. And a lot of our clients are not in that position. They don't have that time horizon. So understanding where you're at in the ballgame, that's why a lot of our clients, when they come on in here, we sit down, and that's the nice thing about dealing with a fiduciary firm. We have the client's best interest at heart, and we put them in the positions that's best for them. Most people, as we say, how do you make money in the market? You buy low, you sell high. You couldn't pick a better time in history to roll 401ks. I'd say about 90% of the American companies today allow you to do what we call an in-service rollover, where you can roll your current 401ks into a traditional IRA, protect it, and you're locking in your gains right now at the all-time high. You can still take advantage of company matches, still contribute for the next 4 to 5 to 6 years. But now if we have another 2008, now you're losing 45% of maybe 10, 20, 50 grand, not 45% of $4, $5, maybe $1 million. So understand where you're at in the ball game because you can't afford a fumble.
Absolutely. And the thing is it actually could cost you more when you're retired than it is now. And that, with healthcare costs what they are and who knows where they're going, that's a legitimate concern too.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Medicare kicks in at 65, but what people don't understand is that, you know, there are out-of-pocket expenses you have that supplements don't pick up. And the biggest medical expense for retirees is long-term care. You know, people think that, you know, Medicare is going to cover it, my supplement. Well, it doesn't. It only covers 100 days, and that's of skill care. You know, it doesn't cover any of the custodial or intermediate care at all. So, I mean, if you think about a nursing home today, the average nursing home stay in Chicagoland area is about $75,000 a year. It doesn't take long to burn through a retirement plan at that kind of paychecks.
Right, absolutely. And then we get into baby boomers, and we're calling them the sandwich generation. So, and a lot of folks aren't planning just for themselves because, you know, we're taking care of elderly parents. Maybe our kids are moving home. All things to worry about.
Well, I mean, years ago, I mean, people, they didn't get to go out for the hour lunch. I mean, they brought their bag lunch with them or their lunch box, and they saved the money. You know, their wives or their husbands, they made their lunches at home. They're not going to fancy restaurants like people are today, you know, spending $50, $60 a day on lunch, you know, maybe have a couple of cocktails. You know, my parents, like I said, my dad brought his lunch to work every single day, saved his money. You know, there's a little bit difference today. I mean, thank God we're in a position where we know our parents are still in good health and, you know, so far so good. But I have a lot of clients who are the main concern. They have to put an addition on the house, or if they redo the basement for mom to move in or the mother-in-law to move in. There's always situations out there we hear, you know, we're trying to take care of our elderly parents because a lot of people can't afford these facilities. I mean, they're very expensive.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when it comes down to Social Security, too, there's folks with higher incomes could end up taking a Social Security haircut in the process. Some of those benefits are getting spread pretty thin.
Well, especially for Medicare, I mean, they have the phase out periods based on your income. You know, I mean, that's why saving is so important, and having your money in a position where you can't lose it is important. You know, the biggest peace of mind for our clients is knowing when your checkbook gets down to zero on the 30th of every month, you know, it's getting filled back up again on the 1st. You know, right now we're seeing record highs in the market, we're record lows in interest rates. I mean, you talk about a perfect storm that could be coming here shortly. You know, if we have another correction in the market, interest rates start to rise. I mean, we had a lady came in our office here on Thursday, sat down with Johnny and doing an analysis for her. She had $1 million. She put in $1 million right after the election in November. And she came in here in May, and her account is down $60,000. And she couldn't figure out why. I mean, the market's doing great. Well, when Johnny sat down, our fiduciary here, John Heron, in the office, did the analysis, they were all over the place in bond funds, things like that. You know, interest rates are starting to creep up a little bit. Well, when that happens, it has a direct correlation on bond prices. So understand where you're at in the ballgame and fees. She was getting fee to death as well. So she's paying almost 2% a year in fees, and she had no clue why. I mean, they were the only ones making money, not her. So understand where you're at in the ballgame, understand how your brokers are getting paid, understand how your advisors are getting paid. And I think when everybody's on the same wavelength and know where they're at, there's no guessing, and there's no people are not feeling like they got jibbed.
Absolutely, and that'll be a great time to call you and take advantage of the offer today.
For all of our listeners out here, give us a call. Come on in for an appointment. We're offering you a free consultation to sit down. We'll do a complete income analysis for you. We'll do the complete Social Security report for you. We'll show you how to maximize your Social Security report. For those people in brokerage firms, we'll take a look. We'll give you a second opinion on what you're doing, seeing what your fees are. John Heron, our producer here in the office, will dig in for it and give you a complete customized review of what you're currently doing. We also give away a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which focuses on tax-free income and retirement, and we show you how we do that for a lot of our clients. For any client who comes on board over $250,000, Steve, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for finance and for health care. And for any clients who come on board with over $500,000, we provide them with a free living trust through our estate planning attorney here to help them avoid the probate process completely.
Well, finally, John, somebody offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly will translate for you the complex financial world into very clear instructions. It's an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review, and for anybody listening right now, simple, 800-477-1135, and you will receive that comprehensive financial review showing you where you are now, but really, most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. So call right now, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
And when we return, retirement can be broken down into four different stages. Let's explore those stages and the questions you need to ask yourself to know if you're prepared.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Inflation has been low for years and is still running at a low level. So, you may ask, why worry about inflation in our retirement planning? Well, Coach Pete warns that even low inflation constantly erodes your dollars. And now that retirement is lasting longer than ever, the accumulated loss of buying power can have a disastrous effect on your savings. While CDs are safe, their low interest rate of return is on track to be outpaced by inflation. So, Coach advises caution as always, but he adds that your portfolio needs built-in growth vehicles to outpace inflation.